The federal Liberals are trending downward on three key measures. Well, Conservative leader Pierre Poilievre has surpassed Prime Minister Justin Trudeau when it comes to the question of who Canadians would prefer now as their Prime Minister. That's according to the latest Nanos Research poll is out now. Well, Conservative leader Pierre Poilievre joins us now on that high note. Hello, Mr. Poilievre.
Great to be with you.
Glad to have you here. So let's just start there. How does that feel, seeing those numbers come out, or do you even really take any stock in those kind of polls?
Well, it shows people want common sense for a change. After 8 years of Justin Trudeau, we have 40-year highs in inflation. One in five Canadians are skipping meals because they can't afford the price of food. 9 in 10 youth say they'll never afford a home. In Canada, where we have the second biggest land mass on Earth, we also have one of the worst housing bubbles anywhere in the world. That's what 8 years of Justin Trudeau will do to you. I'm proposing common sense solutions to those problems, like bringing home lower costs by eliminating the inflationary deficits and carbon taxes, bringing home powerful paychecks with lower taxes that reward hard work, and bringing homes people can afford, for God's sakes, by removing the red tape and gatekeepers to speed up and lower the cost of building permits. These are just common sense solutions, and now we've got to bring it home.
You mentioned affordability. What is something that could be done, though, right away to help people out right now who are struggling with the high interest rates and the high grocery rates?
Well, get rid of the carbon tax. Trudeau and the costly coalition with the NDP plan to increase the carbon tax at midnight tonight. So when you wake up tomorrow, April Fool's Day, the joke's on you, and Jagmeet Singh and Justin Trudeau will be having a laugh as you pay a 14 cents a liter in carbon taxes and higher home heating bills. Plus, of course, carbon taxes are a tax on our farmers and our foods. Your grocery bill is going to go up, too. So they want to triple that tax over the coming years. I will axe the tax. That'll bring down the cost. We've also got to bring down the cost of government, $500 billion of inflationary deficits. Trudeau has literally added more debt than all previous prime ministers combined. That money bids up the cost of the goods we buy and the interest we pay. It's just inflation. We have to cap government spending with a dollar-for-dollar law that requires politicians find a buck of savings for every buck of new spending. That will help us get rid of the deficits, bring down the cost of living. It's common sense. Let's bring it home.
Yeah, you know, you talk about that in the budget this week, they did talk about cutting government travel, taking a look at departmental budgets and things like that. So they're looking at cutting government money itself and government spending. What do you say to that?
I almost can't stop laughing. This is the same government that doubled the cost of high-priced consultants. In 8 years of Trudeau, he's added an extra $10 billion. Of government consulting fees. So this is for outside consultants to do the same work that the bureaucrats should do in-house. We're spending $21 billion on that, $1,400 for every household. As for travel, this from a guy who charged you $6,000 for a night at a London hotel room, and he wants to lecture you about cutting travel costs. The guy who's we just found he spent $136,000 tax dollars to take his family to Jamaica for a vacation. This guy's going to save us money on travel? Give me a break. We need is a common sense conservative who will rein in the spending, cut the waste that Trudeau's built up, make government affordable so life's affordable. That's common sense. It's time to bring it home.
What other parts of the budget do you think were not done right or you would do differently?
We got to end the war on work. After 8 years of Justin Trudeau, it doesn't pay to work anymore. You earn an extra dollar. Let's say you're a single mom. You make 60 grand. You got three kids. You go out and earn an extra $100. You lose $80 of that money to income tax, payroll tax, and clawbacks of your child benefit. You wonder, why would people work? You're losing 80 cents on the dollar to taxes and clawbacks. We have to end the war on work. A Poilievre government will massively overhaul and reduce clawbacks and taxes so that you bring home more of each dollar you earn and hard work pays off again. That's one way to help people get ahead.
What about the investment money that is being put forward to bring in more investment in the green energy and in green, the electric vehicles and more things like that into Canada?
Well, Trudeau's been driving that money away until now. With his slow and costly bureaucracy, he's made this one of the hardest places in the world to open a mine or a factory or an automotive plant. We rank 64th in the world for the time it takes to get a building permit. We have, for example, the main ingredient in electric car batteries, lithium. We have the sixth biggest supply on Earth. We did not mine a tablespoon of the stuff in 2021. Why? Because it takes 25 years to get a mine approved in Canada. The one operating mine we have, Trudeau sold to China. So basically, he's driving out our oil and gas, our steel production, our mines, and even our forestry to polluting foreign jurisdictions. I'll bring home those paychecks to this country by making this the fastest place in the developed world to get a permit so that we can dig mines, build factories, and bring home our supply chains back to Canada.
Word today about the Independent Ethics Commissioner seems to have brought you out on Twitter for some comments.
The independent sister-in-law. So, just for some background, Justin Trudeau is a man of conviction. He has two of them. One for breaking the ethics law when he took a free vacation from a guy who Trudeau gave a government grant to, and another time for interfering in a criminal prosecution of a Liberal-linked company, the SNC-Lavalin. So he's thinking, how can I avoid getting convicted again? Well, this is their idea. They're going to appoint the sister-in-law of one of his cabinet ministers as the new ethics commissioner who will decide on future complaints about the government. And that minister, he too has been convicted of breaking the ethics law. So it's a great way to make sure Liberals are never found guilty, even when they break the law. You appoint your sister-in-law as the judge, and over Christmas dinner, you can talk about the trial and get the verdict you want. Pretty clever, I have to say. I'm just worried they're going to run out of friends and family to name to these positions because they've appointed so many cronies.
Well, another question on the budget was just that after it was delivered, the NDP party said, you know, it's an okay budget. What did you think they would say?
The NDP has sold out working class Canadians in order to suck up to the Liberals. The NDP does not work for Windsor anymore. The hard-working blue-collar folks in places like Windsor and Hamilton are getting ripped off every day as gas prices rise with the carbon tax, as Liberal inflation drives people to the food bank, as our hard-working hunters are now made into criminals, speak by Trudeau's gun ban. This is an attack on the working-class people of our country, and it is an outrage that NDP signs up for a costly coalition with Justin Trudeau. The only ones fighting for our working folks is the Common Sense Conservatives led by Pierre Poilievre, and we're the ones that will bring it home.
All right, good. Well, Mr. Poilievre, anything else you'd like to tell us today?
Well, I think we need some common sense. It's uncommon in Canada today, isn't it? You know, we need to bring home a lower cost by getting rid of the inflationary deficits, bring home powerful paychecks with low taxes that reward work, bring homes that people can afford by getting the gatekeepers out of the way to speed up and lower the cost of building permits, and bring home safe streets with jail and not bail for violent offenders, bans on drugs, rehabilitation and treatment for our addicts, and let's sue the big pharmaceutical companies to make them pay for the opioid crisis that they caused. These things are all common sense. Now we just have to bring them home.
Very good. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Great to be with you. Thank you.
That's Pierre Poilievre, who is the leader of the Conservative Party of